consider the way the total cost curve is constructed in relation to the total product curve. To construct the total cost curve, we are basically taking the output, which is placed in the vertical axis for the total product curve, and placing it on the horizontal axis. Then, we are taking the number of workers, which was originally placed on the horizontal axis for the total product curve, multiplying it by the wage, adding the fixed costs, and placing this cost value on the vertical axis. So in essence, both curves could be considered to contain the same information, but organized in a different way.